Leave me right home.
Yesterday, we were all kind of surprised, Ray, when we read the story by Chris Keating, our friend from The Current, that Governor Lamont wanted to hold a special session sometime in the next couple of weeks on the transportation package. And one of those people who channeled his inner Lee Corso and said not so fast was the 16th Assembly District Representative from Simsbury, John Hampton, who's with us now. John, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Were you as surprised as we were when the story came out that the governor is seemingly trying to ram through this transportation package?
Yes, ram through is a good way of saying it. You know, I'm ready to go into session at any time. I mean, I'm a legislator, and that's my job. But
right.
I think it's really unfair to our citizens to do that. And to actually do four contentious issues, because there's the other three bills that we have to address. And, you know, I don't know what iteration we are on now with tolls. I'm losing track. But, you know, whatever they're going to lay out next needs to have a public hearing. I think that would be incredibly unfair if we didn't throw in a public hearing. Because we need to hear from our citizens, the folks we represent.
Are we still looking as it was back in, 2008, 2009? You know, we have to pass the bill to know what's in it. In a sense, that's kind of what this sounds as if. You guys haven't had enough time to even look at it, really.
Correct. We haven't seen a document. We haven't caucused it. Quite frankly, we haven't caucused, you know, the hospital plan and the other issues too. So again, I'm like a firefighter ready to go in, but is it fair to our constituents? No.
Do you think also, Representative, that we need more than one public hearing? Because obviously this is an issue that touches people throughout the state.
Oh, it's absolutely. It's, you know, probably second to the income tax. It's one of the biggest issues we've had in a long, long time on the fiscal side. So I think you're gonna need large rooms and several days to address this issue. So it's rather comical to think that, you know, what is it today? It's December 5th.
Just be the 5th, yes.
By the 16th. I don't think it's fair to those folks we represent.
Right, right. Have you talked to any of your colleagues?
Yes, we talk. You know, again, we're all just sort of waiting and to see what happens next. And eager to move things forward.
Have you made up your mind, John, about the transportation package?
Yes, I'm. You know, if we go back into session, I'd rather go back into session to address the elephant in the room, which is the $36 billion deficit that was announced yesterday. So
31.6 million. Yeah,
it's million.
Pretty frightening. So. I'm a no on tolls. I think there's a lot of mistrust, well-founded amongst our residents that I hear from about the rating of funds and how these funds will be maintained and the lack of clarity on all of these. There's a different plan every other week.
Yes, there is.
It's been rolled out. And, you know, I'm still one that believes that we have a spending problem. And I think that's the harder work than putting in tolls. The harder work is going to be looking at, you know, we can still look at pension reform for new hires and address the overtime issues. And, you know, I'd be all for auditing what we currently do as a government. And I don't think we've really gotten deep into the weeds on that. And so that's my biggest concern with tolls.
Representative, let me just ask you very quickly. John Hampton represents Simsbury by and large, 16th District. Are there any that you think of these four proposals that are still out there waiting to be approved? Do you think there's any one of them that might pass?
Yeah, I sense that the hospital one will pass based on what I've heard, and also the restaurant.
The wage thing?
Yeah, although there's still, I think, probably some uneasiness on the on the employee side. But from what I understood, there was a good deal on that. So those two, I'd feel confident at this juncture.
Okay.
Let me go back to transportation for one second before we let you go. If, let's say, there's not a special session, do you see any way that a transportation package, including tolls, is taken up in the next session of the General Assembly, considering you're all up for election?
Yeah, you know, certainly. I welcome the dialogue and debate. Do I think the chances are? I don't know, 50%. If something doesn't happen before the holidays,
right?
You know, I think it's 50-50. It's a short session. I mean, as you know, in addition, so there's just a small window, as you folks know, right. It's just till February to May.
Yeah.
So I mean, that whole session could be literally dominated by tolls and nothing else.
Okay.
Like I said, we could be addressing some of our fiscal issues sooner than later.
When I was doing research, I saw you're a graduate of Northwest Catholic. Since I went to the late, great South Catholic, do you want to take a couple minutes bashing East?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't start.
I should have even taken this call. Had I known. I've got a niece who's in eighth grade, and I'm intervening and forcing her to go to my alma mater.
Go to Northwest. It's a great – well, and East is a – I kid, but East is a great school, too. John, thanks for being with us. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you again.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank
you.
John Kennedy Hampton, 16th District Representative.
I wonder if there, in fact, is going to be any spec.
Well,
we'll see.
Well, I mean, that's why we're here. I don't think he's a lone wolf out there, Raymond.
No, not at all.